Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're broadcasting live from that of Rapid City, South Dakota, for the very reason that we are out there practicing what we preach. That is a part of who we are and what it is that we do, because we're born of the spirit that we follow and are led of, Romans 8:14. So if you want to go ahead and check us out, we are going to be in Rapid City tonight. People are asking about our schedule all the time, so we are taking the time to share it with you. We're going to be at the Landmark Community Church, in Rapid City, South Dakota. The address is 3777 Anderson Road. Again, Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. It starts tonight at 7 p.m. So be there. We would love to meet you. We drove, it's going to be a 16-hour round trip to spend some time with you tonight and give you what we have, because we can't give what we ain't got. And let me say it this way. The Bible's clear when it says that we're first to be partakers of the Spirit of God. The Lord give the understanding in all things. We're to be partakers of the fruit. So therefore, when you're a partaker of that fruit, you want to go share that fruit with everybody else, that he might be glorified. Check out John 15:8 when you get a moment. Now, folks, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do go over there. And as you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, what you're going to find, friends, is a bunch of articles, 10 to 15 articles, combating the lies in the mainstream media. And that is our purpose. We are to reprove the darkness by being the light, Ephesians 5:11, and we are going to continuously do that regardless if the enemy likes it or not. Again, we obey God here, and we're not asking for the devil for permission to obey him. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe. When you go to the top page, you have to go. If you're on social media platforms, you can see this even now. You go over to the Sons of Liberty Radio Live page, and what you'll see is a subscribe button. You'll see a subscribe button. As you all know, friends, YouTube pulled down our site over 2.5 months ago, and we are having to regroup and redevelop that which they stole away illegally. There will be recompense. You can mark my words on it. But the fact of the matter is, go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live and join us on Rumble, where we have about 30 to 40 to 50 to 60,000 people watching us every day on that channel, because we're being heavily censored by the illegalities of big tech companies, namely, in this particular case, Facebook and YouTube. When you go over there, go ahead, check out the articles, check out the live streams on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left site, and you can go ahead and join us on social media platforms over there as well. Now, what we're going to be talking about today, friends, is driving out the enemies. I allude to a lot of things, and sometimes people want me to explain or do a greater exposition on the things that I have to say or teach in this particular case. And I got to tell you, first off, friends, I'm a power pointer. I'm also one, friends, that it's been rightly called out. It seems like, Bradley, you come in and start hitting issues that everybody tries to avoid. In other words, you're the guy that comes in and cleans things up. Of course. Why is it that that's so odd? I mean, the fact of the matter is we shouldn't be running from the issues. We should be attacking the issues. And we need to make distinction, friends, as to what's lawful and unlawful. And when we see people violating the law or transgressing the law or attempting to tear down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own devilish images, it should be for 330 million people to stand up in unison in dealing with these criminals. Why wouldn't we hit the issues, friends? Our freedoms are at stake here, and we understand that the price for freedom is eternal vigilance. And we must stay on the offensive rather than being on the defense. And if you want a scriptural reference, friends, the Bible's clear when it says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church is to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. So with all of that said, friends, you can go ahead and check us out online as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com shows you who we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we're doing. Again, we're broadcasting live from Rapid City because we're doing an event here tonight. Next week, well, 9 days after Friday, we will be at KHNC in Johnstown, Colorado. We're going to be doing an event there as well. Actually looking forward to that one, friends, very much, because we got our friends out there that we've known for years, but now we get to meet them. So in the opportunity of doing so, we're going to take them up on that. And about 9 days after Friday, we will be in Johnstown, Colorado. And a week after that, we're going to be in Escondido at a private meeting. It's an invite-only kind of a meeting, and we're honored to be a part of that. I talked to my friend Jeff Fitz today, who's setting that up in Escondido, California. We're looking forward to that. Then we're coming all the way back. It's going to be about a 70-hour round trip, and then we are going to, and of course we're not flying because of the Gestapo and the airlines. We're not going to submit to that in any sense of the word. Then we're going to be over in Milwaukee. I'm going to be the main speaker at the Constitutional Party there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as well as I am going to be a speaker with that of in Michigan, Sheriff David Clark, over there in Michigan. And it's my understanding that we have three events set up in Michigan even now. So we've got a lot to do in a short amount of time, and we need to make it count, friends. And that's what I look and aim to do. So with all that said, friends, go ahead and check this out on all those outlets. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And what we're going to do is when we come back on the other side, I want to go ahead and start hitting off some of the issues that need to be shared with the American people, as well as that which is applicable into 53 countries, because it applies to all of us on this globe, concerning the crimes against humanity coming from the powers that are tolerated by the people on a global basis, which bewilders me to no end. The history of mankind is, don't sit there and tell me, and I can hear the voice from heaven, don't sit there and tell me who rules over me. If you bow to them, you succumb to them, you worship them, that's who you serve. If you worship God, friends, I guarantee you there's nobody on this earth that is ruling your life in any sense of the word. No. The only people that are controlling your life are the ones that you're bowed down to, period. And don't live your life in such a fashion, friends, where you're out there blowing in the wind what the enemy's doing constantly without giving the resolve, which we always do here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. No, folks, live your life in such a fashion that the enemy's worried about what you're doing. How about that? Isn't that a novel idea? Folks, we're going to go ahead and take a hard break. We're going to come back, and we're going to play some audio videos, and we're going to hit our main topic, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Rapid City, South Dakota. Again, we're going to be at the Landmark Community Church at 3777 Anderson Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. Landmark Community Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. It starts at 7 p.m. tonight. And with all of that said, friends, I have to say, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, bringing information that combats the lies in the mainstream media. I just want to highlight a couple things before we get to our main topic here. As you can see, friends, on social media platforms, on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, CDC has now been exposed for removing over 150,000 deaths from the VAERS system. This would be called experimental injections genocide. Let me say it again. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, has now been exposed once again, Americans, for removing over 150,000 deaths from its VAERS system. This is all to continuously perpetuate the lie that vaccines are the end all, friends. And the fact of the matter is, it's doing just the exact opposite as to how they're selling it to the people. If you want to go to healthimpactnews.com, healthimpactnews.com, you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. To further solidify that point, what I want to do now is I want to go over to this said individual, and I want you to see what she has to say, namely this nurse, that states that everybody on the COVID floor in hospital over the last 2 months were those that were 100% experimentally injected with what they call the vaccination. Let's go ahead and listen in as to what she has to say here. As if we can not get that going, we'll do our best to get that going, and we'll just start that over there, and we'll try to figure out what's going on.
This is what this pertains to, which really interesting is I asked people to go look at a video because I thought, this is really weird that it's been shared on Rumble, Telegram, all over Twitter, and it only had like 37,000 views. But the ironic thing was a couple days ago it had double that. So I was like, well, that's weird. So I had people go, I just did an experiment. I got a message about an hour ago that said that that video violated community guidelines.
See that, friends?
About me telling my personal experience about how everybody on a COVID floor had both vaccinations. There wasn't anybody on the COVID floor for the last 2 months that had been unvaccinated. All their patients had had both vaccinations. And my comments were full of people who were saying the exact same thing. But nope, that video got flagged and taken down. Why? You can't share your personal experiences anymore? It's not offensive. It wasn't bullying. There are two types of people. Those who actually pursue the truth at all costs and those who claim to comfort and are in complete denial at all costs.
See, friends, you have to understand how this is playing out here, friends. You can clearly see that if anybody exposes the propaganda concerning this pandemic over the last 14 months, as the nurse said once again, telling you the truth and sharing the truth that exposes the propagandists for their crimes against humanity, and this is why they're being sued, by the way, on a global level, what happens? Big tech comes in, and what do? They censor you. You know, one of the things that she was talking about, actually a couple of things, she was using the talking points, she was parroting the talking points coming from the mainstream media. It wasn't offensive. It wasn't bullying. Where is she getting those talking points from? No, friends, this shows you what I've always said. And once again, bringing you back to the things that we've always said, friends, you've got to make distinction between that which is lawful, which this whole pandemic and this push of the narrative coming to the globalists and the governors and the mayors throughout the United States of America and on a global basis, it has been unlawful. It has been illegal, friends. And if it's illegal, that makes them the criminals. Why are big tech companies shutting down people that are exposing the criminals for who they are? Because it shows you who they don't want you speaking out against. And guess what? If you know anything about history, that shows you, friends, as to who wants to control you. This should scare you more than anything, friends, the censorship taking place. Now, let me go over to the next point, friends, line upon line, precept upon precept. Did you see this? The Truth Seeker just reported that the Biden regime has been caught bribing hospital staff to supply positive reviews for COVID vaccines, as they call them. They are not vaccines. They're experimental injections. And friends, we need to get back to the right wording here rather than parroting what is untrue. These are not vaccines. They're experimental injections, and they are dangerous, period. But again, what I want to make clear, friends, here is the fact that they've been busted, not just now, they've been busted over and over and over again. You all remember, going back just a little bit, the 333 labs in Florida, in the state of Florida alone. In the state of Florida alone, every single test that came back, 333 labs in Florida alone, every single test came back positive. That's virtually impossible. Do you not understand that they've been exposed for not just bribing hospital staff to go ahead and doctor the results, but to manufacture the results the same way that they have done this with the death manufacturing concerning the cult folks, everybody dying today? The mainstream media wants to jump on it and say nothing about the reason or how they died or the cause of death, namely from these said, well, experimental injections that they call vaccines. No, friends, what do they say? They died from COVID. No, they died from the pill that's been in the jam since the very inception of this whole pandemic. Friends, nothing new under the sun. So what do we have here? All over the United States of America, hospitals have been caught, clinics have been caught, labs have been caught over and over and over again, manufacturing the results for these said COVID vaccines. That's what they call them. Do you remember when the parliamentary, one of the individuals that had enough internal fortitude to come out and tell the people on a global basis the truth of the matter? When he took cola and he poured it on one of the COVID tests and it came back positive. Do you guys remember John Magufuli, the Tanzanian president who mysteriously died shortly after exposing this pandemic on a global basis for what it was? how they were using animal DNA, how they were using fruit and even car oil and sending it into labs only to find out what, friends? Only to find out that they came back positive. This is, folks, this has been a fraud since the very inception, and it should come as no surprise considering the source, John 8:44, Ephesians 4:14. Now, let me move it up just a little bit here because I need to get to my main topic. But what I want you to see now is, I got to say this for the record, friends. I'm not an Eric Clapton fan. When I was in the world, I wasn't an Eric Clapton fan. And it really has nothing to do with what I'm talking about here. So this is not a promotion of Eric Clapton in any sense of the word. It is a promotion of an individual that has enough guts and internal fortitude to come out and tell the world his thoughts as to what's going on here. So without further ado, friends, I want you to hear what Eric Clapton has to say concerning the uncensored speech. And I'm going to give it about 2 or 3 minutes, and I'll let you hear him share his thoughts concerning his observation concerning this whole pandemic since its inception.
I'm here to answer some questions. We could begin by with Brexit, and which is what I felt that is irrelevant. But what I noticed was that there was a lot of trickery.
Trickery.
Politically, and I became seriously disenchanted and was suspicious about the way the government was handling everything. And see, I've got a good, I think I have got a good to see, you know, like bullshit. And I just saw there's something wrong, and it's getting wronger all the time. And by the time the virus came along, it was clearly in chaos. And there were some really dodgy people that I thought were running the country. So when that started, I didn't really know, like any of us probably, what was going to happen next. But I did manage to see some, when the earliest part of the lockdown was going on, I saw some alternative data, which was sent to me on YouTube, a guy called Ian Cummings, and was showing really what could be happening. And it was, I liked his delivery because it was slightly mocking, but it wasn't aggressive. It was just, this is more like it, you know, believe what you will kind of thing. And from that, I discovered some other people who were offering alternative solutions to what was going to happen, what was happening, what's going to happen. And they were the Barrington group. The Princeton introduction was much more visible then than the other guys in America. So I watched how a lot and listened, and I thought that everything makes sense.
So, folks, I guess the point comes to this, that got a whole lot of people speaking out what's going on concerning this pandemic, and it's time that you do, too. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on his way back to the United States after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president holding a news conference lasted about 45 minutes, where the president made it clear that the United States, he said, will act in certain cases.
How we'll respond to specific kinds of actions that harm America's interests.
When it comes to Russia, former acting DNI director Richard Grenell tells Fox News we need to remember one thing.
They are not someone that we can trust, and so we're going to have a relationship where we do what Ronald Reagan said. You can trust their words, but you got to verify and then come back to them and make sure you hold them to account, because they're going to lie.
The heat wave is continuing on the West Coast, with over 60 million Americans under heat advisories or heat warnings. USA Radio News. Israel is launching airstrikes after an Hamas balloon attack.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Force says it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City overnight on Wednesday. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on May 21st. There were no immediate reports of injuries. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Fed Reserve isn't changing interest rates. The target range for the Fed funds rate is staying between 0 and 0.25%. However, the Fed does expect higher inflation, as it now puts that number at 3.4%. That's a full point higher than what they were projecting back in March. Despite rates staying the same for now, officials hinted that rate hikes could begin in 2023. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to give you one more shout-out before the end of the show today, though we are in our third segment even now. If you want to call in at any time, you can. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that we're going to be at the Landmark Community Church tonight at 3777 Anderson Road, Rapid City, South Dakota. It starts at 7 p.m. Again, Wednesday, June 16th, that is tonight, 7 p.m., Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road. If you're in the area, we would love to see you. Now, listen, friends, this is what I want to get to, and this is what's important, driving out the enemies. Last week, we were talking about how the media is using the black on white and the white on black, and what we find, friends, is this continuous pitting race against race. We see this continual methodology being used by the mainstream media to pit religion against religion. Though we are a Christian nation, other religions are afforded asylum here as long as they assimilate, just for the record, to the Mosaic institution. This is a Christian nation, like it or not. It matters not. Folks, what we see is prejudice against prejudice, and we don't see anybody outside of the mainstream media, both what you would call the left and both what you would call the right, continuously fueling the fire of division more than these people in the mainstream media and corrupt politicians. Folks, we have the media, we have corrupt politicians, we have the modern revisionists, indoctrinated teachers and professors, to intentionally or unintentionally, advertently or inadvertently, relentlessly trying to divide America so they can assume power over the people. Is this true? I'm talking to you. And if you put that up against scripture, go to Mark 3:25. And the fact of the matter is, the resolve would be wise on the behalf of the American people to pull the curtain back on what the United States Constitution says, predicated upon the Word of God, and the presupposition is that God is, period. Who gives the law? God does. Okay? And if we want our God-given rights to remain, that we remain a free people, understanding true liberty, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. You got to read 2 Corinthians 3:17 because true freedom only comes in Christ, period. John 8:32 comes to my aid as well. I mean, I want you to think about this. There's over 100 party affiliations in the United States of America. There's the Constitution Party. There's the Socialist Party, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the Independent Party, the Libertarian Party, the Green Party, the Progressive Party. Hey, folks, guess what? There's even a legal marijuana party. They call it legal. Okay? Now, friends, they even have a Muslim caucus, and I warned of this a long time ago, and here we are. Put that up against Judges 5:12, friends, or 5:8 when you get a moment. 5:8, Judges 5:8. I mean, it's as if to suggest that anyone that would like to recreate our Constitution by tearing it down and then reinventing or redefining our American form of government can do so, and at will. And the American people don't know the difference. I'm embarrassed for the American people. It's ridiculous. Why is there so much division? I just got done telling you. Because you've been re-educated. You've been indoctrinated, I should say. You've been desensitized, friends, because of what you watch and what you keep your eyes fixated on, instead of that of Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith, Hebrews 12:2. Do you remember that John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, warned of this type? Now listen carefully. He warned of this type of division as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. I want to say it again, especially for all my listeners, because I want you to get this not just into your head, but down into your heart, because you got to remember, God speaks to the heart, not the head. He said, John Adams did, there's nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders and concerning measures in opposition to each other. He said, as he goes on, this in my humble apprehension is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. I hope I'm taking you in steps. I hope you see the error of the ways concerning this political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful as they continuously inundate the American people with indoctrination, unconstitutional talk, by bringing up all these party affiliations. You got to keep that in mind. Remember what President James Buchanan said concerning stability and form, or as to where it came from. James Buchanan, the former president, said, there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. And if you remember right, James Wilson, United States founding forefather, signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, and the original justice of the United States Supreme Court, appointed by George Washington, said, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law, which is divine, the Torah, the Decalogue. He said, far from being rivals or enemies, Christianity and law are twin sisters. Christ came in to fulfill the law, Romans 3:31. He said they're twin sisters, friends and mutual assistants. He said these two sciences run into each other is what he said. So you see all that confusion there? Okay, now let me go over into the church real quick. When you cross over into the American church, it's interesting to note that there are hundreds. I didn't say a few. I said hundreds of denominations in the American church today. Hundreds. Yet there's one Christ. It's like in politics. The supremacy clause is Article 6, Section 2. Politicians are to follow and enforce and execute the laws faithfully in the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 3. Nothing difficult about that. Who do our forefathers make reference to? The God that gave the law, period. Common law, the Mosaic Institution. But when you go to the church, and this is where the problem starts, remember John Adams, again, the second president, said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. He said when that goes, everything else goes. So when you look to the church, keep in mind, we're supposed to have the same mind and the same heart and the same judgment. Why? Because we follow one God, one Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we're led by the Holy Ghost, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. There's only one. Put that up against Ephesians 4. How is it that we have hundreds of denominations? I want to tell you why. We have hundreds of denominations in the United States of America, and namely in the professed church in America, because man gets in the way. And then the sheep begin to follow the man rather than the Christ. Okay? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. It didn't say follow your favorite pastor, your favorite priest. No. If that's what he's doing and he's all about you following him, I should caution you right now that you need to get out of that church ASAP. You need to be following the Christ. He needs to be working himself out of a job and preaching law to grace where the law can do no more. Well, it drives you to the foot of the cross. Remember, as Augustine rightly said, he said, the law detects, grace conquers, Ephesians 2:8. The law tells me what I must do. The gospel, if I believe, justifies me while the law condemns me. Okay? I'm alive to God through Christ, period, Romans 6. When I'm talking about the church now, I want you to think about this. You have the Lutherans, you have the Catholics, you have the Wesleyans, you have the Presbyterians, you have the Baptists, the Anglicans, the Episcopalians, the Methodists, the United Church of Christ, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Should any of them exist? No. It should be the Church of Christ, period. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Well, why so much division? Again, we're to follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow me as I follow Christ. Okay? Well, folks, the church is doing the same thing when it comes to all of its denominations as the government is with all of its different parties and affiliations. You see how this has all become confusion? Because there's schism in the body. The Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And guess what man has done? Created other gods, and they have put them before the God of their salvation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, and it's clear when the Bible tells us that we henceforth should be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, either in the church or in politics, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to what? To deceive the people. We should all understand this, friends. And then what we have is we have some man-created. I want you to check this out. This is interesting stuff. But we have something called deconstructionism. What is deconstructionism? Deconstructionism is this. It's a philosophical and critical movement that started in the 1960s, right, that questioned all traditional assumptions about the ability of language as to represent reality and emphasizes that a text has no stable reference or identification because the words essentially only refer to other words, and therefore a reader must approach to a text by eliminating any metaphysical or assumptions through an active role of defining meaning. Sometimes a reliance on new words and a word play. We see it in politics because we first see it in the church. Have you ever sat, let's just say, I'm speaking to 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christians. Have you ever been in a Bible study where all of a sudden whoever's overseeing the Bible study, they ask the question, well, what does that scripture mean to you? And what they do is they remove the cross and then they give their reprobate human definition concerning what the question was that was asked. They're enemies of the cross of Christ. Have you ever seen that before? Yep. And it always goes back to an issue of, well, what did God really say? And what is it that I wanted to hear God really say? Right? We're going to come right back to this, friends. This is going to get better. Just hold up with me. This is going to help you get rid of a lot of confusion. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, taking David from Oklahoma. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, I just wanted to call and give a message to some veterans that might be listening. I got a call from the VA Sunday afternoon, of all days, asking me if I was interested in getting the COVID shot. And, of course, I laughed and told them no. And then they told me that my response was being annotated in my record that I was not interested in getting the shot. And they said the reason they were annotating it was so that they knew not to call me anymore. Well, I thought that was a little suspicious. I went ahead and I opened a case with my congressman, not that they're going to do much about it, but they told me that they're going to investigate why the VA is making these calls. And I know other veterans here in Oklahoma that have gotten that call as well. So I think any of the veterans that are listening should be looking out for that call and probably let their congressman also know that they received it if they get it.
Well, you know as well as I do, David, concerning that phone call, what they're doing is, and what they have been doing over the last 13, 14 months in this country, they've been gauging mm-hmm. the people. And there's no question about it, David. They've been tracking us for a long time. Just had a caller call in from, I believe, Ohio the other day concerning people coming out of Canada because every 4 hours they're supposed to take the test, the COVID test. And what they're doing is they're leaving their telephones at home because they don't want to be tracked every place that they go. Well, that's exactly what you got a taste of, probably just a little bit. But I think your response has been the most reasonable thing and the smartest thing you could have possibly did, as well as courageous, because the fact of the matter is we need to take it to the enemy and get on the offensive rather than on the defensive, because there's nothing that they're doing that is legal here. The law is on our side, my friend.
Absolutely. Yeah, I hound my congressman every day about all this defense. I'm constantly asking him, why are we dealing with this when all of this stuff has proven to be so controversial at best, you know? And it drives me nuts. I can't take it.
Well, let me give you a little news here off air, okay, David? Thank you for the phone call. I totally appreciate it. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show some people as to what happens again concerning David's call. I know we're off topic just a little bit, but we'll get back to it. But I want you to see this, friends. Did you see that there's a major victory in Wisconsin because those in Christian schools there didn't sit on their morals? They actually showed the world their faith by the fact that they got in the fight, James 2:14 through 26, as well as 1 Timothy 6:12. Guess what, friends? They were willing to fight for it, and guess what took place? They had a major victory. Did you hear what I said, Americans? They had a major victory. Wisconsin can't force private religious schools to shut down. They can't even shut down churches. Oh, Bradley, that's not what I heard. Well, let me show you what happened, not only in California, where the state actually has to pay damage compensations to a church there in the millions, but let's go over to Nevada for a moment, shall we? Look at Nevada to pay church $175,000 for legal battle over COVID-19 worship restrictions. Folks, the law's on your side. You need to understand, just like I told our friend from Oklahoma, that you are being gauged every step of the way. They're testing to see if you have the steel so that they might retreat. But what they're finding is they're feeling mush, and because they're feeling your mush, guess what? They're proceeding. They're encouraged. And I'm not making this up, friends. That's a tactic straight out of the playbook, coming from that of the communists in the United States of America that are still left undealt with lawfully in the United States of America. And they're going to continue on, and they're going to continue on, and they're going to continuously assail you, Americans, until you stand up lawfully and retaliate. Let me remind you, the law is on your side. Let me remind you, Americans, the world is waiting to see what a patriot, what an American Christian patriot truly looks like, and not in that order. Okay? So let's get back to the main topic. Thank you for the phone call. Totally appreciate it, my friend from Oklahoma. And I want to share this with you because what we've been talking about right now is really driving out the enemy. And how do you drive out the enemy? Well, you take it to him, friends. You got to take it to him. And that's exactly what our friend from Oklahoma just did. It's exactly what just happened in Wisconsin and in California and now in Nevada. And this is just the tip of the iceberg concerning the victories that the American people are having. Folks, we have attorneys now going after the globalists. Okay? And I'm not putting my faith there or my trust there. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. But again, I'm just here to show you, friends, 23 years of ministry. Please do this. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and just look at the history of the ministry. Where's the Lord ever offered up defeat? He said that if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. What did he tell Caleb and Joshua in the book of Numbers, chapter 14? He said, I am going to give you every place that the foot, your foot, is tread upon. He gave it to them. Why? Because they wholly followed the Lord. They wholly followed the Lord. And the Lord's willing to do the same thing for us if we're willing to take him at his word, just for the record. Okay? Moving on back to the topic of driving out our enemies. And by the way, it coincides with what our friend from Oklahoma just brought in. You drive out the enemy. You don't play with them. You don't fraternize with them. You don't play the diplomat with them. No. That's what they desire. That's what the enemies of righteousness desire, that you'll give them a handshake and a smile and act like everything's okay. No. It's either black or white. There is no in-betweenites. Again, just for the record. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you how men such as myself are constantly, and those that are in the fight, how they are constantly being etched away at by ankle biters, by capitulators, by cowards. And what am I talking about? Let's go back to our foundations real quick, okay? And put this up against the modern-day politician. And you're going to see a sharp contrast in their character. This is Roger Sherman. Listen carefully. He was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. This is what he said. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedoms they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Instead of betraying their own people, they were fighting to empower them, to give them a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11-13. I mean, just think about this. Historian Alison Baldwin said in 1918, the Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. And let me just give you one definition given by Bishop Charles Galloway in 1898. Listen carefully. In contrast to what you see in politics and in the church, this is from 1898. Mighty men were they, our forefathers, of iron nerve and strong hand and unblanched cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind like that of John the Baptist, not men clothed in soft raiment, right? But heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. That's the characteristics of your forefathers, both in the church and in politics, okay? You know, I want you to catch this really quick in ending here. Leonard Ravenhill said the early church was married to poverty, prison, and persecution. Today the church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity, right? And keep in mind, when Jesus asked his disciples the questions, who do men say that I am? They said John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. That's in Matthew 16:14. Folks, look what they're doing today. The Bible says he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes in Matthew 7:29. Look at the difference between what you're seeing in the pulpits in contrast to scriptures. You know, I took this all the way forward to a man named John Wesley, who was a great field preacher out of England. John Wesley was kicked out of the church for confronting the heretical teaching of the day, which God used to push him to the masses. Okay? Now, what I want you to catch is the fact that God actually drove him out to the fields to reach the masses of the people, bearing the reproach of Christ outside the camp. After John Wesley's death, you've got to catch this. The painted pictures of him were too rough. The actual pictures of John Wesley were too rough for the modern-day congregants. So instead of painting John Wesley for who he was and what he looked like, they accommodated the modern-day congregationalists and the self-professed religious hypocrites of the day by painting an effeminate and softened-down version of John Wesley. Do you see what's going on here, friends? Little by little by little by little, what's happening, friends? They're trying to break down the image of your forefathers, which is premised on the Word of God in Jesus Christ. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.